Hare Krishna. Don't let victory in the battle against temptation come at the cost of defeat in the war for devotion. When we are practicing spiritual life, we often recognize that there are certain temptations that I need to give up. And often we define our spiritual standard and spiritual success based on how much whether we are able to give up certain temptations or not. And that becomes the central focus. When that happens, if we succeed in doing that, we become proud. I have rejected this. I have renounced this. And with that pride, we start looking down at others, thinking, oh, these people are so fallen. I am so spiritually advanced. Now, the purpose of renunciation is not to look down in scorn at others. The purpose of renunciation is to look up undistractedly at Krishna. But when our victory in the battle of temptation comes primarily by our willpower, then we become more proud. So we win the war against temptation, but we win the battle against temptation, but we lose the war for devotion. Because we have not become filled with Krishna. We have become filled with ourselves. And that's why sometimes Krishna may not allow us to overcome some temptations. He may let us fall again and again. And by that we realize that actually I am not the person who is purifying myself. It is only by Krishna's mercy that I will get purified. And in that way, when eventually we become purified, we will not only have purity, but we'll also have humility. So Krishna talks about the characteristics of knowledge in the 13th chapter. And there he begins the first thing by Amanitvam, Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Shantir, Arjavam, Acharya, Upasinam, Shaucham, Sthairyam, Atmavinigraha. So Atmavinigraha is a self-control. He talks about that, but that comes later in the list. First he says Amanitvam is humility. So to the extent we have humility, to that extent that humility enables us to connect with Krishna. But if we let ourselves be too defined by how much we are able to resist temptation, then even if we succeed, we win that battle against temptation, but our inflated ego makes us lose the war for devotion. Krishna goes away. So rather than worrying too much whether we are winning the battle against temptation or not, we can focus on the war for devotion. Whatever happens, we keep striving to connect with Krishna. And that connection with Krishna will purify us. And eventually, we will, as we become purified, we will not only win the battle against temptation, but we will also win the war for devotion. Because we will be connected with Krishna, absorbed in Him, and perpetually satisfied in Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thanks, Swami. Yeah. Thank you.